I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Compassion International is still searching for 7 sponsored children in quake-battered Peru. On top of the supplies they're giving to the 1,400 families, Peru Country Director Christina Zavala says last weekend they offered psychological and spiritual help.
A group of psychologists and Sunday school teachers will go in to Chincha, that is our first city that we will visit, to give relief of post-trauma stress to the children and the church members and to strengthen their faith in the Lord.
Next, workers with Every Child Ministries say the key to presenting the gospel in Ghana's idol shrines is to go to the Ten Commandments. ECM's Lorella Rouster says traditional idol worshipers had a hard time accepting the gospel until ECM spent time explaining what God meant by no other gods and no idols. She urges prayer.
We ask people to pray that God's Spirit will draw them to Himself and help them to fully commit themselves to Him, and also that we'll really be guided by God's Spirit in our future efforts and be able to explain the gospel in ways that they can understand.
And Sammy Tippett Ministries says their Christian television broadcast into Iran are making a difference. Iranians seem open to the gospel, and this is a great tool for the word of God to be spread throughout the Middle East. Most of the preachers who speak on Mohabbat television are Iranians who live in the West. Tippett is one of the only Americans who preach on the station with the help of a translator. Pray that God will speak through him so that many come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing fast in the West, yet few Christians know about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 while supplies last, or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.